as I've ever loved another. Never once before did I really see the light, 'cause they were barely friends and merely lovers. And it's taken what you've given me to feel like I do tonight. I am moved by the Spirit, and I am here to testify. I found an amen kind of love, the kind that makes you fall down on your knees and reach for the sky above.
Good morning and welcome back to Ray Eyes, Eyes on the Outdoors. We're going to go and get Ray is in Nashville and get ready for some great interviews live from the floor. Have a good one. Here he's right now. Ray.
Hey.
Yeah.
Me and Tim was just talking up a storm. We thought we was on the air and you brought it back. It's kind of funny. Hey, I just want to, on a serious note, the song we just came back with, Mr. Daryl Singletary, the late Daryl Singletary. We lost Daryl this past week. It's a sad day here in Nashville. He's always here at the convention and a great guy. And our thoughts and prayers go to his family, his fans, his friends, and a real loss for the outdoor industry and the music industry. And just a wonderful guy. And it's just really a sad day when we got the news of the loss of Daryl Singletary. So I just wanted to say that. We're here at the NWTF National Convention. I'm here with Tim, Tiny Tim Chelsovic. We're having a great show. Today's a big, big, big deal for us because I'm back for my 9 a.m. seminar, and we got a lot of response to the show yesterday from the folks coming by to go to the seminar. Also, I have something here. We don't have a lot of time because we've got lots of things going on. I have an Eye on the Outdoors box call right here. This box call was given to me yesterday by a turkey hunter that was at the show last year. When I signed one of these for him, this box call was made in 1991, and they were a limited edition series of box calls that we designed and made. And I didn't have any because I had a fire some years ago in my facilities, and we lost everything. So he found this box call, purchased it, brought it to the convention, and presented it to me in the booth yesterday. How cool is that?
Very cool. Very cool.
What do you think, Tim, so far?
You know, it's been funny to watch people come up and start to tell stories on you.
Yeah.
And then you kind of shrink back like, oh, boy, we may not want to go down this road. But then you've got story after story after story on you, right?
I know. And the thing, you know, and you work with the public, I understand that, but my goodness, you got so many people lined up want to see you, talk to you, or buy a book, and then you got somebody that says, so I had this turkey, and I cut at him, and he triple gobbled, ow, ow, ow. And they go in this long story, and they won't quit.
But one of the cool things is seeing the young adults come up that you took hunting as kids.
Yeah, that is so cool. I got some hugs yesterday, some kids. I've been hugging them since they've been 7 years old. You know, now they're like 18, 19-year-old kids. It's awesome.
Kind of makes you feel a little old, too.
No, it makes you feel a lot old. Well, we're about out of say. Hey, why don't we get that Preston Pittman interview that we did on the show floor, and let's talk to him a little bit, okay?
Got it.
We're at the NWTF convention in Nashville, Tennessee. One of my cohorts, a professional turkey hunter, a buddy, a brother for many a year, I'm here with Mr. Preston Pittman. Hello, Preston.
No, what you should have said is the biggest redneck in the state of Mississippi, if not nationwide.
You've been known to be a little bit of a redneck. We go back a ways. We've been running turkey calling contests back in the 70s. And, Preston, how many times have you won the world championship?
Which one?
The world in Mobile.
I only won the open world championship once. But there's actually five different divisions of the world championship, okay. And I won them all.
Well, I knew you were going to say that. How many times you won the national championship? You know, we were doing the national championship before the NWTF.
Basically, every division that there is in the Grand National Championship. You're talking about national championship,
yes.
Up in Yaleville, Arkansas?
Yes, sir.
Seven times on the national, nine times on the national King of Champions.
I guess you've been around the block a little bit. Love the overhead speakers going off while we're trying to visit here with Preston Pittman. Okay, Preston, we got a few questions. We're doing a deal on my radio show and our podcast about asking professional turkey hunters a few questions, simple, basic questions. I've already interviewed Chris Kirby and Paul Butsky and Ernie Calandrelli, and I decided I better come to the real source.
Is this called the old fart session? Is that what it's called?
Pretty much. Sponsored by Geritol.
There you go.
Preston, the turkey hunter's going to go hunting this year. He's fairly new at turkey hunting, only been out a little bit, doesn't know that much about it. You, as a guy that's been around the world hunting turkeys and in this business for a long time, what kind of information or help could you give him? What kind of tips could you give him to help him out to be successful turkey hunting?
You know, Ray, one thing I find a lot of times is people say, well, I want to learn how to use a diaphragm. I want to learn how to use a pot call. I want to learn how to use a box call. Pick you a call. A call. And the call that you, not me, not what Ray can blow, not what Eddie can blow, period. Whatever that individual has confidence in is a call that he or she should carry to the woods with him. Second, please, please, please spend plenty of time in the woods prior to season. In fact, if you're a deer hunter or a squirrel hunter, a coon hunter, whatever it may be, use that as your scouting time. Find out the lay of the land. Find out why that bird is hung up. So many times it's not hens. It's nothing more than a natural barrier. Okay. And if you've already walked the woods and know the territory, know the terrain, and then when you're going to yourself, should I move, should I not move, you already know what's out there. You know it's time to move, or either it's time to kind of have patience. And since I said that one other word, it's called patience. This is not a McDonald's sport. 15 or 20 minutes sitting still and yelping on a yelper is not a turkey hunt. When you can sit there for 2 to 3 hours and work a bird, now you're starting to become a turkey hunter. For the kids that are out there, go home tonight. Find the hardest surface that you can find. Find you a little pebble, a little rock. You put that rock on the hardest surface you can find. I want you to sit on it with no padding whatsoever and not move for 1 hour. If you can do that, you can be a turkey hunter.
We're visiting with Preston Pittman. Good advice. I got to tell you all, this guy here, we've been friends a lot of years, but he's my brother. He's one of our turkey hunting legends. We'll be on an autograph thing today, too, together. You know that? That's how old we are.
And that's going to be a first time.
And I'm going to tell publicly, I love this guy.
And I love you, too, buddy.
Thanks, Preston.
This is Ray Eyes, Eyes on the Outdoors, the voice of the outdoors, and we're going to be back with some more interviews from the National Wild Turkey Federation.